All right, this week I'm playing my song first. None of this mad shit this week. And just as a proof of my horrible taste in music, I'm going to play Korn doing a cover of Another Brick in the Wall. However, everybody knows Another Brick in the Wall Part 2, Pink Floyd classic.
Not me.
The fucking teacher, leave them kids alone, and etc. I'm fucking tired of that one. Everyone knows that fucking one. But the cool thing about this Korn cover is they did Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3. And I quite enjoy Part 1 and 3. So I cut out Part 2.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
Rebel.
So we got Part 1 and then straight to Part 3. It's fucking seamless.
Sounds magical.
Yeah, let's play it.
Daddy's flown across the ocean. Leaving just a memory. A snapshot in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me? Just a brick in the wall. All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall.
That was my fucking perversion of music for the week. So I believe up next we got Mr. Ray. What do you got for us, Mr. Ray?
I have The Murder Song by Scum of the Earth, a very, very cool band. It consists of the ex-guitarist for Rob Zombie's group, who actually did like most of the music writing for those two albums before he went all 70s style with his newer release, Educated Horses. So very cool song, kind of perverse. Listen to the lyrics. It's very cool.
I really do like Professor Ray. Now, children, you'll notice the new, you know, Rob Zombie, very much Alice Cooper inspired, as is seen here, here, and here.
Well, I mean, I just like to explain things, you know, so that people too. Actually kind of, you know, go back and, you know, maybe listen to those albums after hearing a Scum of the Earth song and say, you know, yeah, I kind of recognize that style, because now it's, like, totally different. I mean, now he has John 5, who used to be with Marilyn Manson, and, who else was he with? He was with David Lee Roth's band for a little while. He did a little bit of everything for a while.
Nice.
Filthy black souled sluts with pus-filled soil.
You got the gun, no Vaseline. Dirty pig, I'm cold and sun. You have the fear, the flash, the scream. You dirty whores. We'll be right back.
That was a pretty fine little tune. I like that one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That was pretty cool.
I'm glad you guys enjoy it.
So, I was going to make filthy jokes about us also enjoying Ray's asshole, but I just really decided not to.
No one enjoys that.
Well,
he's a Wang man.
Everybody hangs the joke, Matt.
It's not funny, though.
Well, it's not, but really, how often are jokes funny? Jokes.
Most things.
Bad.
I fucking hate them.
So now you, Mr. Matt, what do you got for us?
Well, in honor of Ray not being around last time, I was really upset by this, and I knew he was missing my musical stylings. Not to say that I wrote the song or anything, but just my picks. I really think you missed out on the B-52s. You would have enjoyed it.
Oh, actually?
I listen to the podcast. I listen to it, so, I mean, if that's
that's right, Ray.
I want to hear that bullshit.
Ray's starting to crack, though. He was like, Mesopotamia, I mean, that song was gay. Catchy, though. And that's how it starts to get you. That's the first step.
Catchy. I'm not getting caught by your guys' gay traps. How many times you guys parade around naked or... You know, show me Blue Boy magazine. It's not going to work. So
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
That other day when I had honey on my nuts, you were licking your lips awful hard.
Man, do you remember that story? I forgot about it till Ray brought it up, of Jay Lemon's grandma, where somebody was at when Jay was living with his grandma, somebody was at their house, and instead of a door in the bathroom, it's just beads.
Yeah, and
the dog came in and started licking the dude's... I think maybe it was Terry. Started licking his balls. Maybe you didn't hear this one.
I didn't hear that one.
Somebody brought
this
up.
Yeah, it was Terry.
And the dog started licking his balls. So then Terry comes out and he's like, Jay, man, your grandmother's dog came in and started trying to lick my balls. And Jay just goes, yeah, he does that.
Nice.
Fuck. Good fucking...
Power for the course.
Trained dog.
Was this before or after Terry lost his virginity?
I don't know. I think probably after, because he seemed a little...
That probably was
it.
It
was before. He was all about that.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why Jay got nut cancer.
Maybe. Letting dogs, strange dogs, lick his balls.
If anyone deserved that, it was him, though.
I don't know. God hates that guy. Bald and fat at 20 and one nut.
All he ever wanted to do in life was go to Mardi Gras and squeeze asses and look at titties, and now it doesn't exist. It's gone. That's all he wanted. God destroyed that place for him.
He was in a place where that's acceptable. No reasonable-looking chick is going to allow that to happen.
See, Jay's all... He understands that. What Jay fucking figured out, this was his technique he used to use in high school that he was all proud of and told me I should also do, is because FHS, pretty crowded hallways, he would stand behind a chick, squeeze her ass as he stepped out of the way so that when she turned around, she saw a different guy and got mad at them. He did that on a regular basis.
So in other words, he was like a serial rapist of sorts.
Yeah, serial groper, for
sure. I'd say he's an innovator.
Except in Japan, where they do that all the time. I have a video game that simulates doing that to a girl.
That's good times.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ray, this one's for you. This is Batmobile. They're like a B music kind of thing.
Really makes a difference if you don't hold it like that. I swear. When I was listening back, you can tell. You can tell when you're not talking into it, when you're talking to the side. You have to learn. You have to. Matt! Time out, Matt!
Yeah.
Do you want a time out?
Five,
four. Matt, oh, so help me God. Oh, I'll fucking kill you. Wish you'd never been born.
I'll beat you like a runaway slave.
You know, I just wanted to listen to some music that would make Ray happy.
I'm sure I'm going to be over.
You guys are fucking calling me names and hurting.
Just play the fuck.
All right, Batmobile. It's like B-movie music is what they call themselves. And this song is called Gorilla Beat.
move that feet. Gonna be there. Will I be? It's gonna really lie.
And this is why God should kill homos as soon as they're born. That was fucking awful. That was worse than that fucking can't ignore my techno bullshit. You should be drug out into the street, stripped nude, ridiculed, and then beaten up.
Man, it'd be awesome to do a fucking combined remix. You can't ignore my gorilla.
How would that be a good thing exactly?
You know what? I don't even care. You can drag me out in the street and beat the shit out of me, because soon after, my gorilla friends are going to show up and we're going to have a party, and it's going to be a rockin' beat. Gorilla! Gorilla beat.
Now, do you think in our various film projects we could somehow work in a masturbating gorilla and play that song?
I don't know. That's kind of a ripoff of the Conan's Masturbating Bear, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Why does they have to the masturbate? Music? Why can't they just play instruments like the song intended?
Or beat each other to death?
Oh, that's fine, too.
While masturbating and playing instruments?
Yeah.
The one-man band type of shit, but it's all like, yeah.
That sounds pretty good. I like that.
Yeah. Now, who's up next? It's me, right? Yeah, it's
yep.
me.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with some Pennywise. Perfect People. Good song.
Pennywise.
I have eyes when I close my eyes in a universe.
unibrow. It is cool. I have a unibrow. It is cool. I have a unibrow. It is cool. It's cool. I'm radio. I'm out.
Don't forget about your dimples.
Oh, yeah.
They're very special.
Wait.
You suck.
Dimples.
Ham radio. Yeah. We waited that fucking long, and that was the whole dimples thing.
We're not going to keep listeners like that. Seriously.
But I drew.
I think we have to have listeners to keep them.
I don't understand. I drew.
Listeners, we definitely have at least one in the U.S.
I drew a fake mustache on myself and turned into a different man and played a song, and you're saying it wasn't good?
Why didn't you have a French accent?
Didn't I?
You have a... No. You have a French mustache.
All right. Next up, we've got some Marilyn Manson from the last album, Use Your Fist and Not Your Mouth. Really cool song. So I have nothing else really to say.
Does it have gorillas in it?
I bet no, there are no gorillas, much to your dismay, I'm sure. And if there were, they'd probably be beaten up and gay bashed.
Whatever.
Yeah,
what? Gorillas are fucking tough, man.
Wait, My Monkey.
My Monkey and You Live With Apes, It's Hard to Be Clean. Everyone loves fucking gorillas. Everyone.
Ha!
I hate you.
You're a faggot.
I said no, this is
That's a little classic Marilyn Manson.
Classic. I thought it's brand new.
Yeah, no, well, it's not. When did that come out?
It was a couple years ago.
It was before I moved.
A couple years ago.
It's weird how the fucking music industry news guys, the way they kind of twist stuff, like that album actually debuted at number one, the Golden Age of Grotesque, but they had to throw in that it was during a slow period in chart activity. It's like number one is number one, you fucks.
Set aside that, Manson's a very popular guy regardless of what anyone says. Like, they just don't want him to be popular because of what they figure he represents.
You know what I heard? That back when him and Trent Reznor were in big fights, that song Starfuckers, you know how the vocals are all cut up? My ding dong ding dong ba dong. That was supposed to be a burn to Marilyn Manson because he does so many vocal takes and pieces them together to get it sounding just right.
Nice.
So Trent was like, "You can't even do your songs in one take, not like me."
But then he was in the video for that.
So yeah, they made up by the time the video came out.
They made up and they got into another fight.
Yeah,
those silly kids.
Yeah,
with their silliness.
So we got you now, Maddie. What you gonna play now?
Yay!
Gorilla Beat.
Yes.
No.
I'm just going to... I get four picks. I'm playing it four
be like
times.
Gorilla Beat 2.
Yeah. Gorilla Beat 3, Return of the Monkey.
Son of Gorilla Beat.
Yeah.
Just keeps going.
What do I got here? I'm going to go with KMFDM.
I saw them in Vancouver at the Sonar. It was a really good show.
They're cool. They're German. That's kind of like a monkey.
Yeah. They had the chick that he's got now. Usually he switches chicks all the time, but he's kept this one for a while. She was so fucking hot. She was wearing this, like, looked like a flight suit, kind of a little
Lederhosen
bit of an SS thing going on. And it was just like, oh, Ava, fucking throw me in the oven. I don't care. You're so hot. Because she even had that, like, tough just look the whole time. Like, I care about none of you. I'm hot. Fuck, it was nice.
That's kind of gross.
And he just smokes all the time on stage, Sasha. And that's kind of cool. Nobody does that.
Crazy Germans. Yeah. Gotta love them. But yeah, this is off of World War III. This is Bullets, Bombs, and Bigotry. And I think there's a harmonica and a banjo in this.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the title song there. He threw in some of that shit at the beginning.
Yeah, yep. World War III. Yep.
Yeah, spreading a bit. Good old KMFDM. You really can hardly go wrong with them. Some of the really old albums are sort of shitty. The first one sucks. But generally, though, they're always at least half good.
We're so broke, we can't even pay attention.
That was from Extort. That song was
stupid.
An
awesome line.
All right, Bullets, Bombs, and Bigotry.
Terror, torture, tyranny.
Now to bring it way down. Look, do you remember that show? Look way up. The fucking Friendly Giant.
Yeah.
And they used to have the
a rocking chair, for those who might like to rock.
Like to rock. That was fucking cool.
A bigger
cool.
chair for two to curl up in.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time.
It was inviting is what it
I'll
was.
I'll go around back and let the drawbridge down. That's inviting. Thank you, you Friendly Giant.
Did you ever watch that, Ray, or did you not have a TV growing up?
I had a TV growing up, but I just stayed away from stuff that looked like they had pedophiles for the lead people on it. Like Mr. Rogers. And Mr. Dress-Up. Those guys, they sucked many a kid's dick, I'm sure. And I'm going to go to hell for that, but I don't care.
No, they're going to go to hell for that. You got it backwards, right? You're the one who exposed them. You go to heaven for that.
I didn't expose them. In fact, I was hoping they'd do it to the black kids at least.
Yeah, okay, I guess you're going to hell. But I'm going to play, there's this fine, fine Canadian werewolf movie called Ginger Snaps. Only came to theaters in Canada, as far as I know. Went straight to video everywhere else. And it's fucking excellent. I've seen it like, I don't know, 12 times. Best werewolf movie ever. It really is. I mean,
yeah, it's up there.
I don't know that there's that many good werewolf movies to start with, but this one is just cool because it's, for one thing, it's not the turning into a werewolf and turning back. Because how does that make sense? That's crazy. This one, they get infected and it takes a month, you know, to turn into the werewolf, and it's just cool. It's just cool is the point. Anyway.
Very violent. Buy the fucking movie, people.
Yeah, go rent it, do something. It is.
What was it we used to say all the time? Oh, right, the blood quenched the hunger.
Right.
Because of the blood drinking or eating scene and puking and whatnot.
Yeah, it was pretty hardcore. But not an expensive movie, but they even had the balls to show the full-fledged werewolf. And it looked okay. It wasn't great, but...
It wasn't real action-packed. It was just kind of there.
Yeah.
But very creepy.
Yeah, very cool. And speaking of that, this is the music from the intro to that movie, which was a super, super cool, one of the best movie intros ever, of just these two sisters and all these crazy,
suicide
pictures they took for like a school thing. Yeah, anyway, this is the Ginger Snaps thing by Mike Shields, Canada. Right there. So, Ray, you got some music for us, Ray?
I do indeed.
So, without you, there's no music. We need you.
I don't know about need, and I'm hoping you mean need as in need me to help with the show and not needing to. Like, okay, I can't think properly when you're trying to deep throat a microphone. I'm sorry.
Trying? Yeah, come on. Give me some credit.
Yeah, you are an able cocksucker from what I remember. I mean, from what I've heard. But anyway, yeah.
Ray?
I'm having a kind of a dilemma.
I don't much care for some of the things you say about me.
I think you should suck a cock.
Well, that's really a neutral statement. I'm not opposed to that.
I mean, I'm sure you're not.
If some folk like it, then they like it. I mean, you can't tell them they don't like it.
I'm just going to end up getting offensive here. So, I don't know. I'm going to let you guys pick my next song because I'm kind of torn between which one I want to do next.
Pantera, so. Revolution Is My Name from Reinventing the Steel. That will be Ray's selection.
That means both. You fuck.
Do you agree, though?
No, I don't. What was the other one?
You don't even know. We're playing Pantera. That was some Pantera we just listened to. So I believe it's time for Matt to play us a song now.
Yay! What do I got here? What do I got here? What do I got here? I've got two.
Two songs, actually.
Fucking asshole.
Gorilla.
I guess we'll go with the Misfits. This is probably my favorite Misfits song, Theme for a Jackal.
Yeah. to play you this song. You probably listen. Then I'll advise. Rip your children.
All right, now I'm going to play a song by a band called Das Radio, which is long since broken up. It's a local band from here in Fredericton, who's my friend Chris, into these guys, had the CD. I don't even know what the song is called. It's track two on one of their albums. But one of the guys from this band went on to do solo stuff, and one night I saw him do a bunch of Depeche Mode all by himself, and it was fucking good. So big
He's
balls
to them. He's
called
The Trick now.
The Trick, that's his name now. Hold on, be careful there, Allie. All right, so this is Das Radio with Mystery Song.
Room, so I can't really say the things I want to say to accompany this song by Typo Negative called Kill All the White People. It's off of Bloody Kisses. Very, very cool song. Very fast and actually kind of reverse racist in a way.
Yep. Doesn't it? Isn't it kind of like a two-part song? It changes into We Hate Everyone? Or is that a different song?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't remember.
Because I think on the album it links in right
close.
I think it just goes
steady, like kill all the white people and ends abruptly.
So on and so forth, yeah. I thought it switched in because I like that.
It's a very cool band. I recommend them to pretty much anybody.
Yep, they're good. I like them as well.
Kind of a chick sound on their October Rust album, but still a very good album nonetheless.
Yep, that's probably my favorite.
It's actually one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time.
Really? Of yes. all time?
Of all time.
Past incarnations included?
Included, yeah.
Huh. Even the time you were that mongoloid donkey?
We won't talk about that.
Because I remember you used to like to play the drums with your hooves.
I remember you used to play the skin flute.
I still do.
I know you do.
You want to get that natural feel, you need skin on the flute.
This is true. Like I said, limited things we can say here.
Anyway, kill all the white people.
Yeah, no, I find that a fucking weird-ass tune. I mean, I'm not extremely familiar with the typo, but it's unlike any other typo song I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a little different than most. Hmm. And it's, you know, not very nice.
I applaud your experimental nature, Ray. Do you also enjoy them black folk and their hip-hop?
I hate niggers.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Hopefully that didn't get picked up, but safe to say the answer is no.
No, Ray, not a hip-hop fan.
So is this our last tune now?
I guess so.
No, I guess it is. This is the last one.
This is mine. We're going to do some psychobilly.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Get the jug out, fellas. Fucking testers. Okay. This is Demented Argo with Hellbilly Storm. Hellbilly.
Ooh.
Not hillbilly, which you might think, but hellbilly, like from hell.
So are these...
And it's a storm of them.
Are these hell-dwelling denizens who have ended up in the hills with the hillbillies, or hillbillies who are in hell?
Neither, really. I think maybe...
Hillbillies on their way to hell?
Hillbillies may be partially possessed. Right. It's probably as close as you're going to get.
Okay, that but sounds I mean, good. That's still, enough to keep on going.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
So is this a storm of them or a storm in which they... Why don't we just listen to the song? Maybe it'll explain.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're
really going to have to get our notebooks out and do some thinking on this.
Well, all right, Hellbilly Storm. Who's this band? Demented Argo? Is that
Demented
right?
Demented Argo.
That's a nice name.
They go.
Here we go. So if anybody's still hanging around, let's give them some bonus content. Any final thoughts on
that? Well, I don't know. That was kind of weird, eh? Because it was like, you know, he said he had to get out of town because there was a hellbilly storm coming. But
clearly they're already fucking with him.
Yeah, but then at the same time, he wants to ride said hellbilly storm. So
right, yeah.
He's got to wait around for it. He can't run away from it.
You're right.
Maybe it's like he needs to confront his roots
before he can really be free. He needs to make peace with these hideous rednecks.
So what you're saying is that for the first time ever, the logic is breaking down in a psychobilly song.
I know.
Yeah,
like,
I don't like it. I don't feel like I'm in a comfortable place anymore.
I know. It used to be vampires and werewolves having parties.
Right.
And it made sense. They like to have parties. But now, sure, running from storms and riding storms and moonshine and hay rides, well, those make sense. Those will always make sense. Thoughts, Ray? Ray doesn't have any thoughts because Ray doesn't think.
All right, one last song before we go. This one is dedicated to Matt's gazebo lighting brother.
Down my